renewal of the sugya. First member of Zarakli. The Mershagad, Boy Kahn, Sasais, Silkon, or the guy, the thrower himself was Masalkid. This was attached to a rope. And his potter. I'm sorry, So, the Gemara on the Pizayim, we saw, Rashi, the Gemara brings a right from here, that you go Basar Meikara, Hamela, it's as if it's already broken. And that's why Rashi explains over there. So Rashi explains over there why the Zayrik is Chayiv, because it's already as dinner of Manat Tefira. And maybe that's why the Zayrik is Chayiv. And it seems to be from Rashi that the Gemara's Raya is from the Zayrik. Can I have the Raja, please? The reason why Zayrik is Chayiv, because it's Manat Tefira Tava, because it has a Shem that's already broken. Go by some Eikar. The Rajba over here. And Rajba also. I'm a rabbi. Zarkni Mereshagat. Kabacha B'Shavrai. Amato Pata Kwai Mare. Kloimer, meaning is it medayik, right? I'm sorry, kloimer the sheni, dafka the sheni. Rabbi doesn't say who, right? Bachav shavre potter, who's potter? The rishon the sheni, both. The rabbi doesn't say. Says the rabbi, kloimer sheni, al rishon chayim. Why the bas mekar as lina? Kol shazorkim reish agag, brother shlishah bahreyu kilu nishbar. So the Rajba says. The first guy is chayy because you go bust the meikara. Vachemash beresh perkin. The boy rabba dars alkli. The dars of the tarnagol. Yeah, his galgam vachemacher. The whole sugi over there bust the meikars linen. The gufayu kolayim abchayy b'chol kei. He was bust the meikar baragol. It's gufay. He chayim nezik shalom. But no, bust the tavman as linen. I mean, there's lemid rabba. I'm rabba. Zark the megar shagag. Obachav shavir poter. Again, the rabbi pshitle, rabbi mbayle. Alma mash mulchayer the rabba. Basa meikar as linan. L'chay berishon ki ilu hu gufei tavar. Again, shein mechayven b'darsa. Okay, so the Rashba says that like Rashi l'chayer that the Gemara is raya that basa meikara is for the fact that we're assuming that the zayrik is chayv. Okay. Not from the shvira, not from the. This is the second guy's potter, rather from the fact that the first guy is chay. That's what we saw yesterday. We're diving down Rashi. Then he brings down the raya, but the raya says they're both potter. Okay, says the raya. Even the first guy is also potter. Sharishim potter, shabisham duli shabe. Maybe one they're broken. Can't say for sure what they're broken. And have like Abdul Misa v'chaya shupata v'sheni nami pater kim Abdul Misa minam manat firatava. He says the fear arrived. They're both pater. The first guy is pater. You can't say for sure that it would have broken. So meila, you don't say manat firatava. Rather, the second guy is also pater. Fibrusha, Kibashnir Lael, Guy by the Rava, Miraba, the Basa Mekar Azlina, Labma Memra, the Bahad the Rabba Rishon Chayiv. The Pasha Pshan the Gemara, the Rajba understands, you go Basa Mekara, that's the reason them Chayiv the first one. Fidirajba, the first one's Pater. El, the Minoshamin, the Afagad, and his Galgo, the Nishbar, Lezlina Basa Tavamana, El Basa Mekara, Kinish Besai, Betachagilna. It's not so clear in the Rajma how he's learning the Raivin. He's not saying he learned out from the Torah of the second guy either. Right? The Rajba's clear that to pat to the second guy, you don't come on to Mana Tefira Tava. Yeah? So that's what Rajba says. The Pashtun learns like Rashi. And when we know Mana Tefira Tava, when we know that Basame Kara, and the fact the first guy's high. The second guy is part of that you know, come on to Mana Tefira Tava. Maybe like Ramban, maybe doesn't have a value. He doesn't speak that out. It's only from the fact the first guy's chai is chai. So when he comes to the Ravid, Rajah has a problem. Where do we know it from? So the Rajba has a knetch over there. Says the Rajba, where do we know Basa Meikara? Now we don't see Basa Meikara. If you see, you don't go Basa Saif. Meaning, in other words, we've seen Rabba, and even though, you know, we don't look at what happened at the end. In other words, you don't say that. We don't say okay. That's not so clear what I'm saying. I'm not sure. So it sounds good to me what you're saying. So Akapanim, but that's clear the Rajba, that the whole side, the whole svara of Basamekar is from the fact that the first guy is high. Now, if you look at the Rosh, yesterday we started Rosh discusses Rashi. The Rosh says, why is Rashi Rashi us? It says that the Zayrik is the Balakli. So Rosh says, what's bothering Rashi? Then why does the Rabbi discuss the Zayrik? Elamai, there is no Zayrik, he's the Balakli. Rosh argued, and he said, there's a Beit Midas. It's a Beit Midas. So yesterday, what's Pratnah? I've heard Rosh is a good time to be Midas. Yesterday we said one Mahalach, that what? The Machal Yushayinim, what's a Beit Midas? Beit Midas, Hefker, the Rosh is from the Beit Midas, Hefker. You put something in the middle of the street, it's Hefker. The Shid Zeramim is that it's not Hefker, it's just that no Chiv HaShava. So maybe we said, maybe that's Rashi can hold like, I think that the Machal Yushayinim said like that in Rashi. Mais in the Sivis, and the Siva says another mahal for Rashi that it's not a Beit Midas because he says maybe we're talking, the Siva in Reish Samach Aleph says we're talking about that maybe could be saved. The Siva in Reish Samach Aleph, he says, "Umhai time now hadr minim bab kama zarek the Merish Agad bachar shav chay vloy min the Beit Midas have a hefker may be makam shiyesh matzilin vloy miyayish napshe." Right, because it's possible to save it. Guy threw it off the roof. It's possible to save. That's what Sivs wants to answer the Rosh's kasha. And here's the idea. I find it very difficult to say this in Rashi. To answer the Rosh's kasha on Rashi, you can say it without Rashi. But Sivs doesn't quote Rashi. Just says why isn't the Beit Midas? You're not discussing Rashi. You're not discussing the Rosh. But if you look at Rashi, what does Rashi say? Zarek Balkli, part of Zesha Shabbat Makal, Kaim Shirasa, Shere Saif Lishabbat. Right? Rashi Saif Lishabbat. It's Mashma that for sure is going to break. No, Saif Lishabbat. The reason why the second guy is Potter is Saif Lishabbat. It's Mashma that Rashi is going to break. Rashi doesn't say most likely it's going to break. Rashi says Saif Lishabbat. I've been warned, where are you dying now? Huh? Saif Lishavar. So Khar is Mashmanah gonna see this as Teretz. If I would prefer the Teretz said yesterday, and maybe the Mechlekes Rashi and the Rosh is really Mechlekes the Rambam and the Tor, and what is the gather of Eid Midas? Is it Hefker or it's just no Chiyav HaShavar? Now, the Rosh goes on to say, He asked another kashin Rashi. Hey, he pashed machad. The basa mekar is leinon. I feel as in basa besayif potter nevei medasi. Now kill efkiru bailim. Hilkoch bezarkoi achermai. This is the Rosh that has to talk about someone else through it. Even the mefarish rabba taima mishum the monat tvira tavar memeli adana nazar chayiv ki nevadai hayayim lishaver. The Rosh is mashma. The Rosh is mashma. That where is the Gemara's raya from? The Gemara brings a raya. You go basar meikara. Where's the raya from? So in Rashi in the Raj, we said very clearly the raya is in fact that the zarek is chayiv. Why is he chayiv? Because he broke it. Manit v'etav, he broke it. Basamekara, he already broke it. Yeah. In the Rosh, I think it's Mavur, not like that. In the Rosh, it's Mavur, that the Gemara is Raya, you go Basar Meikara, is from the fact that the Shaver is Potter. That's what we see, you go Basar Meikara. Because the Rosh asked on Rashi, that according to you, Rashi, that the Baal Kli threw it. Yeah, so it's a veidim midas. So what's the raya? You go basa meikara. Maybe the reason why the shayver is potter because it's a veidim midas. The Rosh says I have an answer to the Gemara. The Gemara says I learn out from here. You go basa meikara. Says the Rosh, what's the raya? Maybe the reason why it's potter is because of veidim midas because the Baal Kli threw it. So it's clear in the Rosh that where are we bringing the Raya from? We're bringing the Raya from the fact that the Shaver is Potter. Because the Rosh says, it's clear in the Rosh, you have to understand the Rosh. The Rosh says, what's your Raya? I'll give you a different reason why he's Potter. So what is that? What's the Rosh telling me? That the Gemara's Raya is for the fact that he's Potter. Says the Rosh, I'll give you a different reason why he's Potter. Why is he give us other svar? Veid midas. So, but it's Mukh in the Rosh. The raya was from the fact that the shayver is putter, and then he says, "What's your raya? I'll give you a different svar." Veid midas. So it's clear though, if the raya was from the zerik bin chayiv, then the Rosh has no meaning. The Rosh has no meaning. The Rosh is saying, "I'll give you a choice, another reason." So it's clear. It's clear in that part of the Rosh that the raya is from the fact that the shaver is potter. Why is the shaver potter? Because it's already broken. That's why the shaver is potter. That's Gemara's right. See, go basa meikara.
So that's the kasha of Rashi?
No, I'm trying to answer kasha. What do you mean?
Once you say that Rashi holds, you go back to that. The Rashi, yeah, so that kasha.
Rashi over there answers it because Rashi taka changes over there. Hagufa. He said Rashi changes over there because Rashi learned the Raya is. Rashi changed over there. It's not the Baal Kli.
How can Rashi learn from here that you don't bust a meikara?
From how?
Can you learn from here?
What's here?
In our Gemara.
What's our Gemara? The way Rashi explains our Gemara? No. That's what we discussed yesterday about Richas. I don't want to go over again. I get tomatoes thrown at me again. We said discuss really Rashi over there. He learns differently. Rashi learns that it's not the Baal Kli. It's somebody else. And that's why we learn out from there. Bust a meikara. That's what we said. Since Rashi changed over there, but since the Gemara is trying to learn about Makar, it must be that it's not the Baal Kli. That's what we discussed yesterday about Richas, okay? So, I'm coming to answer. I'm trying to learn up the Rosh now. How does the Rosh learn? I want to show the Rosh is learning the Gemara on Yud Zayin and Bey is different than both Rashi and the Rashi. Okay? Now, there's two other issues over here. So what the Rosh is saying, the reason why the shayver is potter is because you go bust my car, it's kibbutz ready broke. Okay, so both Rashi and the Rosh and the Rashi, everyone's learning the Gemara. The Gemara's raya is you go bust the make car. Okay, that's about everyone learning the Gemara's raya, go bust the make car. Whether it's from the shayver, whether it's from the Baal Kli, whether it's from the Zayrit, But the ma'aseh we learn out either why the zarg is chayim or why the shayver is potter. We're learning out kikobas mikar. Comes along Ramban, he turns everything on its head. He has all the mishat. Meish dar chayes bepirish zulashmu ba'atzma. Vuhu shenefarish v'naymar the rabba basa b'sayfas. Okay. Tifshalem the rabba. The Gemara doesn't say what would be mishat. The Gemara is vague and ambiguous. Tifshalem the rabba. And the Gemara brings down the memory of rabba. Which way would be mishat? Doesn't say. Says the Ramban. Pumfakar. That we're being paishit, that you go basar hashta. Okay, Purusha. Dipshit the basar, b'saif hazlina. Midam, rabbi b'acha v'shav, rabbi b'macha pater, v'loi amarishim chayiv. That question that, according to the Rosh, Rashi was grappling with, what happened to the first guy? Why are we only discussing the second guy, not the first guy? Why didn't we say the first guy is chayiv? These talk the daituch. Basar mekara, Ozel, Havlemem, Rishon Chayim. So the Fakir, the Gemara is Raya. They go Basa Hashta is by virtue of the fact that Rabbah doesn't say that the first guy is Chayim. Rabbah should say the first guy is Chayim. If Rabbah held you go Basa Meikara, Rabbah should say the first guy is Chayim. Why is he Chayim? You go Basa Meikara. The fact that Rabbah glaringly omits discussing the first guy, yeah? So that says around, what does that tell me? That by Shmir Busav, they should tell us Bidchish that the first guy's chayiv. Why is the Sheni not a chiddush? The Sheni afilu azlis basa b'saif potter. This is the Sheni is potter. That's not a chiddush. Why is that not a chiddush? As a man, because there's another svar to potter the second guy. Even if you go basa hashta, the second guy is potter. Why? Because the object is valueless. So that's not chiddush. The second guy is potter. It has no value. A clear is being thrown. It's about to get in the fight with the floor. Yeah, it has no value. No one's going to buy from you. So Mela, that's why the second guy is potter. He broke something which is valueless. Forget about the lumbis. It busts my car. It busts a hashta. It has no value. The push of practical cheshbonah. Where's the hezek? There's no value. Elamai, yeah. Elvadimit itzruch lei petur the sheni shma mina the rishonami potter the boss of b'sayif azlina. Yeah. Says Rabban is a bit convoluted. Yeah. By virtue of the fact that Rabba is busy with the second guy, and he's not busy with the first guy. That means it must be that the first guy is also potter. Must be the first guy is also potter. The first guy is chayiv because basa meikara. He should have said that. Elamai, if he doesn't say that, means he's potter. Why is he potter? I go basa meikara. Elamai, you don't go basa meikara. If we can redaik in Rabba that the first guy is potter, it must be go basa hashta. So makar, the when we're being patient, why is the tipshim with the Rabba? Not that we should be poshut make basa meikara. We should be poshut basa hashta, and that's why the first guy is potter. The first guy is potter because you don't go basa meikara. And the reason why sa'ay l'chayrim came, so why is the second guy also potter? You don't go basa meikara, so chayra, the second guy should be chayiv. What's the answer? Has no value. Right? Has no value. And l'chayra, it comes out interesting. The Ramban is going to have to read that into the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "My time, be'idin the shadye. My time, mona tefira tavar." Right? If you're the Ramban, what does that mean? That means it has no value. It doesn't mean that kilo is broken already. Has a shem and lomdis is broken already. Rather, it has no value. Mona tefira tavar is broken, meaning not it's broken. It's going to break. Shem Rashi said that. It's going to brag, therefore has no value, and that's why you're potter. But the point is, the first guy is also potter. The first guy is also potter. Why is he potter? I you go bust a make car. Answer is, Mucha, you don't go bust a make car.
Should the first
guy be potter because Grama? Why is it Grama? That's not Grama. That's not Grama. Wait, it's not Grama. If you go bust a make car, then it's ready to do damage now.
You can break it, though.
But if you hold it that when you put something in the situation where it will break, it's as if it's broken already. Even though it didn't break the way you planned it. Yes, that's right. That's right.
Is that what it's frozen means that it's not? Is that what it means?
No, it means that if I put a kli into a situation where it's going to break, it's as if it's already broken now, and I'm chayef for that.
And let's say it doesn't break, then we're not machayef anymore?
No. If the mice it doesn't break, if someone caught it, then the chayra, you can't be chayef.
What?
Then your chayra will not give him
machayef. But I thought we were machayef on the second.
Correct, but if a mice it didn't break, the guy still has a kli. Aaron was asking that this morning. To me, it seems impossible to say that you can mechayev the guy for breaking the kli if the kli of the mice is whole. Well, the kli is shor of a kayam that you can mechayev him for breaking the kli. The mice of the kli right now is whole. Your question is a good question. If you go bust a mekar, so it's already broken, right? But it's hard for me to accept that if a mice is not broken. Then you should be chayav.
Fine, but once it doesn't break then, let's say you catch it and then you lose it or something, then it's not ben anymore.
So what?
So you're chayav before and you can't say, oh, it's still here. So.
Even if it's not here right now, if it was there, if it was alive at that point, what I did is not a gay anymore. At that point, what I threw it is not a gay anymore. The fact that you lose it afterwards is irrelevant.
So the Rebbe's saying the point that matters is when you catch it.
Yes. If there's a point where there's a point where my mice is not a gay anymore.
Yeah.
Where it's alive even after my mice. Horeb, what do you say? You not sure?
No.
It's posh, right? Okay, same. All right. Now, Rabbi say, no. So we have to deal with the Rabban's question. Rabban asked a good question. And what happened? What's the whole sugya? Yeah, why in Basa Meikara? This could be a question of Rashi, right? Rashi says, Rashi would say, that what? That we bring a right go Basa Meikara, and the Rosh, you know, that's why that is Chai. I'm sorry. The Rabban's Kasha is only a Kasha on the Rosh. Why? Why is Rabban's Kasha only a Kasha on the Rosh? And not on the Rashi and the Rajba? According to Rashi and the Rajba. From where are we bringing a raya? They go bust a mekar.
Zerg.
The back of Zerg is Chayim. No. So according to that, is there a kasha? Do we have the Rabban's kasha? No. What's Rabban's kasha? The raya has no value. Say it. Having no value is a reason to pat to the second guy. Right? But the fee Rashi and the Rajba, there's absolutely no problem with the sugya. Yes? There's absolutely no problem with the sugya that we're saying that we go bust my car. The fact that the second guy we put has no value, right? Let's say maybe Rashi could agree to that. Yeah? Rashi agreed to that. And the Gemara, there's no kasha. The point of the Ramban that has no value, yeah? That's a problem with the Rosh. Why? Because the Rosh learns, as we explained before, that the Gemara is Raya. Yeah? The Rosh learns. The Gemara's right, go by some Makaras. It is from the fact that the second guy is Potter. Yeah? The Gemara's right, the go by some Makara is from the fact that the second guy is Potter. Why is he Potter? Elamai. It's as if it's broken already. So you see, go by some Makara. That's what Rosh says. So now, yeah, you have the Rabban's Kasha. Shtark Kasha. What do you mean? What's your raya? Then you go bust my car. That's why I said nice partner. Maybe the reason why I said nice partner because it has no value. Maybe the reason why I said nice partner has no value. Because it's going flying through the air. No one's going to buy it. Right? On the Rosh, we have a kasha. On the Rosh, we have a kasha. Well, how can the word machia, you go basa mekara, I has a value. Right? According to Rashi and the Raj, where the Raj is for the fact the first guy is chayiv, the only way to machia the first guy is to say you go basa mekara. So chayiv, the problem of the Ramban is only a problem of Maisa in the Rosh.
Because he says
the Gemara is right, you go bust my car is from the fact the second guy is potter. And now we have the Ramban's problem, I has no value.
Has no value.
Somebody said that's why you potter. Not because you go bust my car, because it has no value.
We have to say that one of them are high, but I don't know. We have to say why just because the second guy is potter, the first guy is high. Why do you have to say
that? That's a mela. The Rosh says that, yeah. But the Rosh says what the Gemara is Raya. They go bust a Mekara is from the fact the second guy is potter. That's what Rosh says. The Gemara brings Raya because the second guy is potter. That's why Rosh asks, what do you mean? You have different svaras as Veda Vedas. Right? Elmai someone else, there's no Veda Vedas. The Rosh learns the Gemara's Raya, they go bust a Mekara, is from the fact that the second guy is potter. The male once you go bust a Mekara. And that we see that from the fact the second guy is potter. Now Mela, the first guy is gonna be chai. Only once we establish the go basa mekara. But when do we establish the go basa mekara according to the Rosh? From the fact that the second guy is potter. And once we establish the second guy is potter, because go basa mekara, so Mela, the first guy is gonna be chai. So what about the Raman's kasha? So over here, Rabbi Baruch Ber brings down from the Mishkan is Yankee. He brings down the Ramban, and he says, "Mina Mishkas Yankiv Ateretz." So he's saying it in Rashi. He's saying Rashi, you didn't in Rashi and Yizayin, you didn't really need it. But anyway, as far as Rashi, but anyway, either way, you need it for the Rosh, right? Now, this Zok Darazay. The svaras ain lo damim who dafka im who aide maisa shenase b'achefetz. The bosa b'sayf as linon vade loy mahani ze lifter as a sheni. Val kei lo emin and svara ain lo damim ki im b'tzir v'din the bosa meikar as linon. Says Rambam shen mishkas yankir that alumnus over thief alumnus. Says the Baruch Ber over here. More of the Baruch Ber than from the anyway, Zok Darazay, that the fact that technically you're not going to find someone to buy it, yeah, because it's flying through the air, you're not going to find anyone that's going to buy it, right? That doesn't make a difference. That doesn't make it valueless. Okay, what makes it valueless? Yeah, if a maisa was done in it, that it's breaking. In other words, the fact that no one's going to buy it, that's not a reason to pot their mazik. Okay? Only if it has a chalei shem, that kilo is broken already. Why? Yeah, why? He just says the words. That it's going to break, then we say it has no value. So in other words, like this. What he's saying is that when we're done mazik, we're done inherent value. We're not done market value. When I damage your chayfetz, yeah, and this is remind me that the Machne Ephraim famously is done. Well, what is the gather mazik? Is the gather mazik that I'm causing you monetary loss? That's what mazik is. And if I smashed your car, so now you have monetary loss. I have to pay your loss, your monetary loss. Or no, mazik is that's I'm fixing. I damage an object. I have to fix the object or replace the object. Yeah, that's the story of mazik. He has enough community there, it got if it went up and down, whatever. You know, between the hezek and the actual payment. But But the side of the chakir is, what is the gather mazik? Is the gather mazik that I damage objects and I have to fix the object or replace the object? Or no, mazik is that I'm causing a loss of money. Okay? Very basic, he says the chakir and the whole Maseches Baba Kama. Yeah? So Mela, if we say, yeah, that the gather mazik, the different mazik is I'm causing loss of money. Yeah, that's the man holds. Says Raman, this object is flying through the ground on a collision course with the ground. Yeah, no one's going to buy it. So when the guy, I come with my baseball and smash it out of the air, I'm not causing you any loss of money. All right, so mazik is loss of money. Says Raman, there's no loss of money over here. Because right now, this object on the shuk and in the marketplace, there's absolutely no value to this. So I'm not causing any loss of money. Yeah? But if we say that mazik has to do with the chayfetz, yeah? So meila, if I'm mazik a chayfetz, I have to replace the chayfetz. Now, if the chayfetz inherently has no value, because you go basa meikara, yeah? If the chayfetz inherently has no value, because ki'ilu it's broken, so it means that. It's like, kimcha tochlan techanta. Then I broke a broken kli. That's why I'm pumped. The fact that the kli has no value, I mean, that's a good kli. Yeah, kli is fine. If the kli is not broken, I broke a kli. I have to replace the kli. So even though technically you couldn't sell it to anybody, but that's not the issue. Circle side is a kli here. I broke your kli. The kli still belongs to you. Yeah, I broke your kli. I broke your kli. I have to pay for the cleat. I have to replace the cleat. I tell me that you couldn't sell it, so what? That's irrelevant. What's machayev me is not that I caused you a loss of money. That's not what mazik is all about. Mazik means I damage your chayfetz. I have to fix your chayfetz or replace your chayfetz. So it goes, the chayfetz, kishlatzmoy, it's a wonderful cleat. It's a wonderful cleat. Oh. But if the old Basamei Kara, then it's not a wonderful. The Basamei Kara, China, the Kli is broken. The Kli is broken. If the Kli is broken, says the Gemara, then that's why your second guy is fucked. So you see, go Basamei Kara. That L'chaira is the way I understand the Baruch Ber over here, what he brings down from the Mishnah is Yank. Now, there's another point that we have to discuss, which whoever brings down over here also, and that Biskarov brings it down the Shem Reb Chaim, and that is let's go over in the Sefer. It's not on a thicker Rambam, just quote at the end of Hilchus, I'm sorry, end of Gzeil Aveda, he quotes our Gemara. It's a piece on the Gemara itself, not Siachas the Rambam, goes on Gemara and brings that Hiksha, you know, Gemara, Gaim Shlita, Tal. Yeah? And what is Rabbi with Samana Tavir Tavar? Why don't we say it's a Buddha Manim Kalada? Gemara Bab Matsiya says, Shot Afnar, a lot of El Matsiyas over here, Shot Afnar, yeah? If your object is the river, it's taking your object down the river, as they say. Yeah, so then you're allowed to take it. It's a hud man kol adam. There's no chiyav shav. You're allowed to take it, right? Says what you call it, right? Matzasa. Remember saying it also founded. Shetayv menu matzasa. Shetayv mi menu matzasa. He also founded something that could be found. Something that's a hud man kol adam that no one could save it. It's not savable. So then we say that you're allowed to take it. There's no observation. You're allowed to keep it. Yeah, it's hefker. So there's a shaila whether it's altiyish. The Rambam's mashma is altiyish. It's altiyish. It's there's a kosov. Whatever it is. Yeah. Bottom line, something that's over menem kol adam, you're allowed to take it. So what's meila? So what's gemara's raya? You go bust mekara. Frekar b'chayim. What's Gemara's Raya? You go bust a mekara. I make us a man call Adam. In other words, again, this is also only in the Rosh, yeah, this kasha. According to the Rosh, what's the right ego? What's the right ego? Basamekara, the fact that the shayver is potter. She's ego basamekara. It's already broken. Maybe not. It's a avud menu kaada. It's avudah mi menu kaada. It's like it's going down the river. Like shadav not. So what's the more is right that keel's already broken? No, let me don't go bust my car. And the tarnagol that kicks the kli and if it breaks afterwards, it's chatzin nezek. It's chaycha. It's not good for it. I'm talking. We're not talking about that guy. We're talking about again. I said the Reb Chaim and the scrub are assuming they're going like the right. You don't speak this out, but where we. Build the sugya over here. Lefi Rashi and the Rajba. The Gemara's raya is from the Zerik. It's chayiv. Then there's no kasha to women in Kolada. We're talking about the Zerik. If Zerik is chayiv, hopefully he said Zerik is chayiv. Zerik is chayiv because basmei kara. Okay. So we have raya. You go basmei kara. But according to the Rosh, that the raya is from why is the guy potter? Yeah. The raya is from why is the guy potter? It must be that's already broken. And that, Frank B'chayim, Bam Kasha. So, who's the man of Kaladam? What's the right? You go bust a Mekara. Well, you go bust a Ashta. So, why is the Shaver Potter? Because it's just like Shatav Nar. That it's like the river took it down and it's a who's the man of Kaladam? So here also, here you could say, right, here Baruch Beres says, it means the Nesivus. The answer is Kash. You can say the Nesivus. If the Nesivus Ray told us that, we say we don't like to say it in Rashi. The Nesivus Ray told us that it's talking about that it's possible to be saved. Right? Just like the guy smashed it out of there with his baseball bat, he could have saved it also. According to Nesivus, it's savable. Yeah? According to Nesivus, it's savable. Mamela. Mela, it's not shver that I would men call them. That's by shot of nar. Here it's not menem call them. It's not avud men call them. In order that right, avud men call them has to be avud men call them. Mikol adam. But the Sivis wants to make an kipta nar gemara. He's coming down to the Rosh's kasha. The Sivis wants to make an kipta nar gemara that it's possible to be saved. So mela. The only thing that the path of the guy is out the bus maker. That's one thing. And this the Baruch Berovin, Samin Aleph, he reads this out there, he speaks this out. Oh. The Biskarov wants another parents. Which is Chiddush. Okay, he wants another parents. Again, the kasha is what's the right? We go bus mekara, maybe because of Buddha Madam Kalada. Says the Biskarov, he saw it that the head of Buddha Madam Kalada, yeah, is a hafka of the bailus of the owner, of the guy who lost it. Mm-hmm. Right? The side of the heter of Buddha Madam Kalada. Yeah, and he says whether it's the Rambam says he says al ziyich or gzeres akasuv that if it's avud mem kol adam that's mafkia the bailus. In other words, when I lose something, yeah, so if it could be returned, okay, so the kesher between me and the chayfetz, yeah, the fact that it's mine is not severed, right? Because it could pass get back to me. Yeah, but something is lost. So the fact that it's lost is already out of my rishos, and it's flying down the river, and no, you know, a raging river, and no one can get it. Yeah, punk whatever it was saying. Yeah, but in the normal sense, it can't be saved. So Pshat, that's in fact that can't be saved. Zop the viskarov, that's afka of my bias. Right, that takes out that. that severs the connection to my object. And this bialis doesn't just mean that I own it, right? If I have no access to it, and it's not shaykh that I'll have an access to it, that itself is mafkir the bialis. It's mafkir the bialis. That's what Biskrov wants to tie in. The basis of his whole terror is going to be his understanding. What is the idea of something that's a Vudu Menem Kaladam? What's the Yisoy of Vudu Menem Kaladam? Is it's a Hafka of the Bibles. Okay? Not just on the head of Alma. Yeah? Not just on the head of Alma. Yeah, you gotta take it. There's Kosovo, you gotta take it. What is the Pasuk telling me? The Yisoy is that since I can't get to it, it's lost, and there's no way I can get to it, That's my fki, my bias. It takes away my bias. Yeah? That's Yisai. Once you say that Yisai, says Mr. Rav, I can explain maybe why over here it doesn't apply. Says Mr. Rav, over here, the object is flying through the air. Yeah? And it's going to smash. Who gets the pieces? The pieces that, right? The brace, the pieces are here. Who owns the pieces? The Bible, right? That's Pashin, right? There's pieces here. He wants lots of a piece of chisa. Whatever is he
saying?
One second. Stop. Is there any reason why the pieces shouldn't belong?
So the other guy's in chakra the whole thing?
What?
The other guy, the master.
Which other guy?
The guy threw it off.
What about
him? He's in chakra the whole thing. Do you take the shabbos of the pieces and take it off?
What's the name every time they break it clean?
What?
What's the name every time? This is a second later about the Kastavela.
I thought we just said this by time.
What?
You, Michelle Migufi, on me. Everything else, you.
No. It's a second Kastavela. Who pays the.
Yeah, it's time. By time.
Oh. If the pieces have value, it could be only have to pay the difference. Anyway, the point is, yeah? Who owns the pieces? Obviously, the balance owns the pieces. So, Mel says, Biskarov. If the side of a Buddha called them is Safkar the Bailis, but since over here there's no Afkar the Bailis, Haray the pieces still belong to him. Right? When the thing is running down the river, yeah, Zel, gone. Yeah, it's all over. Yeah? So Mela, there's Afkar no Bailis. But over here, since there can't be Afkar the Bailis, because the pieces still belong to him, so Mela, you don't have to hold it. No, the Buddha Kaladam doesn't say, we're not going to say, oh, the pieces are worth $5. The clee is worth $100. Okay, so $95 of the clee is a Bumen Kaladam. Right? The Bumen Kaladam is not a Svara in the value. A Bumen Kaladam is a Svara in the Afka of the Bailis of the clee. Yeah? So since over here, there's no Afka of the Bailis of the clee, there's no Afka of the Bailis of the clee because the shards still belong to him. So Mela, there's no din of Vud Menem Kaladam. The Mela over here, the only thing that can patter the Shaver is if we go up Basim Ekar. The only thing that can patter the Shaver, the Rosh, is if you go up Basim Ekar, it's already broken, then he's patter. The fact that it's of Vud Menem Kaladam, that's a Svarna of Kav Bailis. A Svarna of Kav Bailis, over here you don't have that. That's the Biskarav Shikol Tera. But again, the whole, that's why I point that again, the whole kasha, he doesn't speak it out that way. But I think it's a very important point. The whole kasha of Biskarov is only the feed the Aban of the Rosh, and not the feed the Aban of Rashi and the Rajba. Because the feed the Aban of Rashi and the Rajba, the Raya that you go about some Mekar is from the Zayrik Mechayiv, then it doesn't make a difference if it was the man of Kaladam. Just like we said in the Ramban, it doesn't make a difference that it has no value. All that's only the Gabe. The being mechayev the shaver, but if the rai is from being mechayev the zayrek, then all this is not again. Zot more weiter. Vilmer Rabba, zorkli Moshe Gad, vayu tachto karmuk sasos, ba acher v'silkon, akodam. Who was Silka? Either someone else took away the pillows, even the guy on top of the roof, I guess there's a string attached to the pillow, and he threw it, and then he pulled away the pillow. He did both. He threw it, and he pulled away the pillow. Still he's Potter. My taima, beidna deshadye, besuke mifsiki gire. Says Rashi. Zorak, mazik kli meresh agad, voitachu karm ksasas. Over here Rashi says, here we're talking about the mazik. Here we're not talking about the baal kli. How does Rashi know not on baal kli? How does Rashi know not on baal kli? Because Gemara says, no. How does Rashi know not on baal kli? Before Rashi was on baal kli. What's the Rashi? Why is Rashi? How does Rashi know not on baal kli? Huh? At first, Gemara Rashi is baal kli. All of a sudden, Rashi knows it's not the baal kli. How does Rashi know that? Because the Gemara says, I called him Huva Silkar. Called him Huva Silkar, he's Potter. If it's a Baal Kli, it's not a gay Potter that even he himself did it, he's Potter. Right? Obviously, the Rashi says, the Karka must be that in the second case, he's not the Baal Kli.
Oh, yeah. Does the Rambam say that it's the Baal Kli then?
The Rambam needs work by it. The Rambam needs its own table, okay? Don't bring the Ram Derech Agav. We have to sit down and learn the Rambam. No. I'm not saying it's not push you off. The Rambam will have to sit there and learn those Rambams, okay? By itself, okay? So not just come in Derech Agav and Rashi. We'll see the Rambam at the Shem. I'm running away from the Rambam. We have to learn the Rambam, okay? Now, okay, so you're Potter. Why you're Potter? Says the Gemara, because Bidna, Bishadye, Psuke, Paske, Mifsiki Gire, says Rashi, Padashar, Mizukasa, ain't Saifili Shaver, Achi not Lakarim, Vizesh not Lakarim, Afila Zaragatsma not Napata, the Gramu and Ezekin had. So Rashi says that it wouldn't have broken, yeah, it wouldn't have broken, ain't Saifili Shaver, Achi not Lakarim, it wasn't going to break, there's no reason to Machayim. So where is there a problem? Only pull away the pillows. Oh, pulling away the pillows, Rashi says, is Grumman. Grumman is Zakin Ham. Yeah? Oh. So Shaila is, is this Grumman or is this Garmi? Okay? So, the Gemara says, bottom line is Pum. Says Taisvis. Pirush of Alphys. The Rabbi Tameh, Leslie, the Garmi. Rabbi on the Tzadi Ches says that Serif Shtereis of Shachaderei, that's a classic case of Garmi. The Gemara says, Omer Rabbi, Serif Shtereis of Shachaderei, Potter. You have a document that says Reuven owes you money, $100,000, I rip it up, now I can't collect, I'm Potter. I pay you for the piece of paper. This paper is worth $0.50. Okay, I'll pay you a piece of paper. Gemara L'Anon Bey says that not so pashut. According to Rameir, the man, Man the Don, Dina the Garmi, Mag Bey the Meishtar Amalia. If you're Don, Dina the Garmi, you pay full price. So Rabba is of the opinion, you're not Don, Dina the Garmi. We'll see soon what does Garmi mean. Is there a difference between Garmi and Grama? And if there is, what is the difference? So it's what Taisa says. Love the Rish. That this Rabba is Lishtas and Tzadiches. He's not down there. I mean, if Rabba says, if you pull away the pillow, you pop there. Ob is up the Rish. But we pass the Garmi, it's down there in the Garmi. So Mela, the Masalik is going to be Chai. That's what the Rif Paschal is, not like our Gemara, and not like Rabbah, because Rabbah is to say that Sarah Shiraz and Chaler is father, but we hold Sarah Shiraz and Chaler is high. So it means the Rif is understanding that this case over here is a case of Garmi and not Grama. And that's why if you hold Garmi is high, you'll be high over here also. Says the Muki Yosef, what defines Garmi and Grama? And why is this a case of Garmi and not Grama? Says Mugyaisa, because what's told? Garmi is told in Bari Ezek. The difference between Garmir and Grama, the scheme of Farshim of Sakharif, the cause of the less Elsa Kabahakarabba, the Kaimon commanded Don Din Garmi, Vaha, says Mukyaisa, Kim the Barazeka Din Garmiu, Loy Grama Mazakin, Hilgah Zari Potter Mistal Chai. So what defines Garmi, if it's for sure going to happen, that's already Garmi. If we don't look at it as Grama, Shankane, if it's not for sure going to happen, that's Grama. Now it's interesting that, I mean, Sarish Torez of Shechaveroi, I would have said maybe it's not Bari Yezeka. Okay? Someone owes me money. Yeah? My Shtar gets looks. Okay? If the guy's honest and he trusts me that I got lost, that no one could cut again, so he'll pay me. Right? It's not like, you know, for sure look, that I'm not going to get my money. Okay, that's just down.
You lost the right to money.
What?
If he gives you money, it's not connected. Separate thing.
What is a separate thing?
You
shtar. He owes money. Yeah. Whether it's shtar or not, what do you mean? What's that saying?
It's not connected to the shtar anymore. Now he's
but the question is, if Bari is Zegel, you're not going to collect your money.
You'll be able to. Right now, you can't collect the money anymore. You can't force him to pay. He pays you.
You can't force him to pay. It's not sure that I'm going to incur a hezek.
Yeah, you incur the hezek, and then he's a nice guy, an honest guy, and pay you anyway.
The Garmi is in the loss of money. The Garmi is in the loss of money over here.
Yeah.
Not the loss of the bill to collect.
You can't collect, you lost the money. And after,
what's going on with this? Yeah? Okay, that's what the Milk Yisrael says. The criteria for Garmi and Grama is Bar Yezeka, Mela. Over here, it's Bar Yezeka. Right? It's Bar Yezeka. Maybe you'll see now, I'm going to see this. Here's Bar Yezeka. Right? You throw down a cleat. Yeah? Pull away the things, Bar Yezeka. So, man, over here, if you hold you down there, you don't mean you're the Reis is not like that. And the Reis says, Nira, the Hagramim is Akinu, Rupat the Kula Alma. The Reis in Tarizu says, no. Rabbit, it says, your Pater over here is not Lushitasoi, that Garmi is Pater. Loyam, I'll tell you, Allah, we pass Garmi is Chayim. But why over here you potter? It's not Garmi, it's Grama. It's not Garmi, it's Grama. Oh. So what defines the fees there? What defines Garmi and Grama? What defines Garmi and Grama? And why is this Grama not Garmi and if a cool arm you potter? Right? Oh, says the Rosh. Says the Rosh that because Kimash Le'asa Maisa B'Guf Dover and Haniza. Okay? Divna Garmi and Grama is if you did something to the Dover and Nizah, you did a Maisa in the Dover and Nizah. So over here, I didn't touch the Kli. What did I do? I pull away the Kli's on its way down. I pull away the pillows. Pull away the pillows. The Mela, I didn't do anything in the Kli itself. The Mela, over there, there's no Grama. There's no Garmi. And now goes Ashi over here. So I thought Chathila that he's saying a different Svara. But then after looking at the Rosh, has more arichas about this. Here is Mamash to word, yeah? In the ninth parak, Semin Yud Gimel, there the Rosh has a big arichas in what's called Garmi and Grama. And there he gives two chalukim in the Garmi and Grama. And one is Mishlish Gudin Garmi. Yeah? There he says, I think he talks about our Gemara. Masal Karmak Sals, Afgav the Bari Azeka. Right? So it's just, in other words, it's not telling Bari Azeka. But also Maisa Beguf HaMamen. Yeah? Loidomi. So again, he says that's to be Maisa in the Guf HaMamen. And that's
Nats Garmi. Now, the truth of the matter is a little funny. So, what my Sarish Taraisa of, where's the Guf HaMammon? Achari, the Mammon is the money that's owed, not the Shtar. My Sarish Taraisa Chaver. That's classic Garmi. That the Gemara says. All right, that's classic Garmi. Sarish Taraisa. Yeah? Is, so, according to the Rosh, and the Chari first has in the Gemara's Ashri, that the reason why by us it's not garmi, but by us you're not touching the kli, you're just touching the pillow. The male kli breaks. You do a mice in the kli. You do a mice in the davar nizik. You know, garmi needs to do a mice in davar nizik. Only then it's considered mazik of garmi. So chayra, the Rambam asked this morning that why is sarf shereisa? Why is sarf shereisa the spitz case of Garmi?
The
Chayra,
the money is in the
Shtar. There is a member from Baruch Ber, I think maybe Shem Chaim Taka. The Chayv looked in the Shtar. The Chayv lies in the Shtar. I'm not sure what that means.
The money you got after separate. And the money you got after separate.
Well, that's what you were saying before, you mean?
Yeah.
Not exactly.
The money after is like
what?
No shekels.
Huh?
The money after is no
shekels. The money, it's the chayiv. We'll talk about that, okay? So I'm not sure what that means exactly, but if this is a concept that the chayiv lit in the shtar, the chayiv lies in the shtar, so meila, by damaging the shtar, kili damaged the chayiv. I said, I'm not sure what those words mean. I never understood those words. For the last 50 years, I've been hearing those words. But that's a member from Baruch Ber. I'm not sure where it is exactly, but that's either the Chayv Lichtenstein. So if that's true, if that Yisrael is true, Baruch Ber said it. So then we can understand why over here it's Garmi and not Grama. The Gaz Ashur and the Rosh also gives another svara for Garmi, and that is if it happened right away. Those Grama, by definition, it doesn't happen right away. I do one thing, and then something else happens. That's Grama. God is very negay, like in Shabbos, all these Grama things, right? So there are some you know, places where they make like these. This equipment, whatever, this technology that, you know, it's like delayed, so therefore it's Gramba. A lot of places can say it doesn't really help because since that's part of the system, whatever it is, it's not Shiran Gramba Shabbos. But the Shainim here make a chilek that Gramba, if there's a delayed reaction, it's not happening right away, that second, that's Gramba. I'm doing one thing, something else happens afterwards. But if it happens immediately, then it's called my Maisa. So male over here, since it didn't happen when you rip the shtar right away, it can't be gaiva, right? Hashem came over here where even rush? If it's a second, this is Rosh's second shot.
Isn't that like what
the guy's Ashri's second shot? Yes. Yeah. So male, that would be another chiluk, and the chiluk between Garmi and Grama, which would apply to us. That our case also Grama, not Garmi.
Said low battery.
What?
In the middle of shooting, we said low battery.
And then it died. So.